this mind, intellect and sanskar. So when we are talking about manmana bhava, is to tune up the wavelength of my mind with a broad bend that Shiv Baba is emitting. So if we are constantly tuned to the broad bend, the frequencies of the Supreme Soul, what will happen? We will be dancing to his tune. In the notebook, you saw the saying, first saying, right? The dance starts. So let us enjoy every single movement of this retreat as a wonderful spiritual dance. So the next item is picking up the thread of the Murali. So I asked the translators to take copies of the Muralis. So now, in silence, we are going to read the Murali once again. Every day we have new Muralis. We have the tendency to postpone. So when are we going to put into practice what Baba is giving us on a daily basis? So today, on a very slow motion, we're going to pick up those two Muralis and see how far it goes. And in a Murali, all of you have a symbol in your file, pack up, in your pack. You haven't brought the Murali? No, the Murali is only for the translators. And those who are understanding English, I'll read it. I mean, Baba is reading it once again for us through this instrument. Okay, so your translators will read it in your own language. And if the translators don't have the Murali, they can still use their device to translate instantly. So we are going to go on a slow motion with the Murali. Fine? Slow motion means a lot of silence in between. I see a commotion around me. I wait for it to adjust. So with the translators, I was asking them to take Murali of Sandhi, Avyaktvani. If you haven't taken, no problem. No problem, because as you will listen to the Murali, there will be silence. And we won't take the full Murali. Because, you know, if we take the full Murali, we won't have time, evidently. So we make time our friend. If we create an inner spaciousness inside, watch. In a little time, we can understand a lot. We're going to create time in inner spaciousness through the silence. So the silent pause between the phrases that I will be having, you'll be processing the Murali in your mind. Remember yesterday we said, not only processing, but try to feel. Get a feel of what it feels like to be that. Okay, so in reading the Murali, there are two things we'll be doing. Each one of you have got in your pack. If those who haven't got, you can still think of one of the symbol found in the hands of Vishnu. Right? Whether it is a conch, whether it is a mace, a lotus or a chakra. Swadarshan Chakra. You got it? The other day, the sister Jayanti was doing a revision of the Murli, and she was saying that long, long ago, when we came to Madhuban, the Murli that we listened, we took it as personal. This is the Murli for me. So I'm carrying forward the same wavelength that she was emitting. Let us take the special Murli of Sunday when Baba came, what we heard. Yeah? So as we listen to it, how you associate it with your symbol, it is a mental work, homework that we are giving to ourselves. It will go on throughout the whole day. Right? Whether you pick up points that shows how beautiful I am, the soul, going through the cycle, it's spinning the cycle, spinning the discus of self-realization. Any aspect of me, the self, in the whole cycle, the five forms. If you get the conch shell, how you're going to express whatever you are, remember we are divine. Although we may not be feeling it right now. Okay? We are eternally divine. So if I'm applying Baba's Murli, how I am expressing myself in terms of the language that I will be using? No, see, if you don't have the Murli, it's okay. You listen to what I will be giving and you translate it slowly to others. And those who don't have, who don't need for translation, you are having more time to process in the four symbols. So if you, those who have got the conch shell, try to practice this today. What is it that I'm picking from the Murli that I have to express through my facial expression, words, and so on and so forth, my interaction with others. If you have got the mace, think about the tortoise that you saw at the entrance. I am in with myself and Baba. I am talking or whatever I am doing from inside out. I am strongly anchored. I am strongly anchored in my connection to Baba. I am stable and firm. So what are the points that I will pick up from the Murli that will reinforce my use of the mace? Whenever any obstacle come, it's definitely going to come, because we are on the battlefield. So how am I going to defend myself with this yogic power? And the fourth is the lotus flower. So as a lotus flower, I see myself facing the sunlight, taking energy from up above, although I am in a body of earth. So we visualize, we feel. So how you're going to pick up, even if you take one, I think reasonably speaking, logically speaking, we can go only on one point, going to the depth. And the philosophy behind going into the depth of one point is, when you are swimming, you allow yourself to be carried away by one big mighty wave, and up you go into the depth of the ocean, and you become in touch with everything. So let us pick up each one of us one point as we process. You may have several points, no problem. You process all these points and go into what appeals to your heart and your intuition. So now, once more, we go into silence and we take the murli. And as we listen to the murli, we will absorb. I, the soul, seated in the middle of the forehead on my throne, I use my ears to listen to your versions, Baba, once again, so that it gets imprinted in my heart and bring out long-lasting effect, so that by tomorrow evening it becomes a permanent feature. So the title of the murli is Be Loving to Baba with a True and Clean Heart. Become an authority of experience of every attainment. Today, Bab Dada is seeing all his loving children from everywhere who have made Bab Dada the innocent Lord belong to them with the love of their true heart, with the love of their true heart and clean heart. Seeing the children who have such love in their hearts, Bab Dada sings a song. Ba, my loving children, ba. This godly love can only be experienced at this confluence age. The loving children who constantly remember the Father, constantly remember the Father with their heart, are always seated on the Father's heart throne. Especially at Amrit Vela, Bab Dada gave such loving children one special blessing. Because the children who are loving in their hearts and who give that love attract Bab Dada to them because of the true love in their hearts. If there isn't love in life, there isn't any pleasure. All of your children are experienced in how much you love the altruistic, imperishable love of the Father. I just take a break to tell you to sit straight in your chair and benefit from the exercise we have done. If you feel sleepy, you may gently go out and take some breathing outside or drink something, because it's important for all of us to put our collective energy together, right? So continue. God's love is the foundation of this Brahmin life. This is why all of you children are those who are worthy of this love and who have experienced this love. you have knowledge, but together with knowledge, God's love is also essential. Because where there is love, it is easy to experience everything there. The power of love brings me very close to you, Baba. I'm changing the language. It's bringing me back in, getting the Murli inside my heart. It's personalizing it for me. So think that I'm taking it now in the affirmative. The power of love brings me very close to you, Baba. The power of love gives me the experience similar to the experience of having your hand of blessings on my head. Feel it. Feel it. Love becomes the Father's canopy of constant protection. Your love becomes the canopy of constant protection. Those who are loving, I am loving, I consider myself to be the Father's companion. Even if you happen not to feel it at this moment, don't worry. Just talk to yourself and accept it somewhere. Loving souls are always jovial. Try to make your face jovial. Loving souls are always jovial. Yes, I'm always jovial, I the soul. I'm not dry. I'm entertaining, jovial. I remain firm and carefree. I experience myself to be an easy yogi in remembering the Father. Knowledge is the seed. Together with the seed, love is water. Try to fill the blank, because we listened to Baba the other day. Before I come with the next word, you work with the next word yourself. So love gives me, sorry, the seed doesn't, if the seed doesn't receive water, the attainment of fruit cannot be experienced. Seed, water, fruit. Seed is knowledge. Water is the love. The fruit is attainment. Together with knowledge, this godly love gives me the experience, constant experience of the fruit of all attainment. With love, I easily experience attainment. Let me tell myself, if I have knowledge but no love, then only the questions of why, what harass me. Why, what, these questions come, they arise. But if there's love, I remain constantly merged in the ocean, in the love of the ocean of love. For loving souls, the one Father is their world. Now I will ask you to stand up and listen. Stand up and listen, just to give a change. For me, the loving soul, you can even make movement as you feel, dance, make movement, but everything in absolute stillness and silence. For loving soul, for me, the loving soul, the one Father, Baba, you are my world. Baba, you are my world. I am a loving soul. I always experience the hand of Srimad on my forehead. Imagine, I always experience the hand of Srimad on my forehead. Imperishable love makes me loving throughout the whole cycle. So let me check myself. Am I always experiencing love from the heart? Wow! Is there any leakage in between? Am I impressed? Check those things. Am I impressed by any soul? Either by their specialities or virtue? Note it down in my heart, because another exercise will follow with this. Am I impressed by any soul? By their specialities or virtue? Instead of experiencing your love, Baba, to be imperishable, let me check myself thoroughly. Because if I have a leakage, I cannot have the experience of being constantly loving. I cannot have the experience of being your constant companion. I cannot have the experience of your hand of blessings on my head. As a knowledgeful soul, I am loved. But together with knowledge, it is essential to have a true heart and an imperishable love for you. If together with knowledge there is even a little less love for you, Baba, if the love of a true heart and a clean heart is even a little less, I will have to labor sometimes. Then I have to battle with my effort. This is why I need to have constant remembrance and always in love. This will make me experience mountain to be a mustard seed. Let me visualize in my life. Is there any situation which is like a mountain? We will continue with that homework after the Murli. Note down the homework that we will do after the Murli. Is there any leakage? Is there any situation which is like a mountain? Those who are tired can sit down. Okay? And those who want to enjoy their adventure standing, you can still go on. But those who want to sit, sit. Okay? Those who want to note down. Okay? Because of love, the attainments are experienced very clearly. Where there is love, there is less effort. If there is less love, everything feels like hard work. Okay, everyone sit down. Imagine Baba is giving you this exercise. We're all like playing. That's why we put the word in the program. Come into the play. We become children, real children. So today Bab Dada was checking. I change role again. Today Bab Dada was checking to what extent all the children from everywhere were loving to the Father with a true heart. Free from effort, always merge in the ocean of love. Knowledge is the seed, but it is essential to give the seed the water of love. Otherwise, the easy fruit, the fruit of attainment and the fruit of experiences are not experienced as much. So nowadays, Babdada wants to see, note what Baba wants to see. Babdada wants to see every child an image of the experience of all attainments. Check yourself. Do I have the experience of every power, every attainment, every virtue? Sitting right now, right here, check what is the power you need to be able to listen. And ask yourself, do I have command over the power to listen? Do I have the concentration and attention? Have I attained the power that I need to absorb what I am listening? Can I check what is the virtue or virtues required for me to listen to Baba? That's also homework. If I am an authority of experience, that's a beautiful topic that Baba is taking. If I am an authority of experience, what will happen? Try to think if you remember what Baba said. If I am an authority of experience, no situation in any way can influence me. With our understanding of knowledge, all the children know, all of us know, we are souls. We know this, we speak about it while walking and moving around. Do I experience myself being a soul at every moment? Am I experiencing every point of knowledge? Images of experience are constantly unshakable and immovable in all situations. Remember, connected with a point, mountain and a star seed, you take home this point to work for the next item. Right here, right now, at this point in time in your personal karmic story, do I have some mountains? It may be visible, it may be invisible, it may be lurking somewhere at the back of my mind. So those who are majors of experience do not come under upheaval, because I have many authorities. But the greatest authority of all is the authority of experience. If I have the authority of experience, then every power, every point of knowledge and every virtue will be under your orders. Whichever power you invoke, that power will cooperate with you in 1 second. So to cut through again, I'll come on the exercise. You have been given the 4 symbols. So those who have got the maze can connect. the power, those who have got the conch shell can refer to the expression of those powers. In this way we're doing your analysis. So whichever power you invoke, that power will cooperate with you in 1 second. If I lack the authority of experience, I will have to work hard. Someone who is experienced is Master Almighty Authority. If a master gives an order and that power doesn't come in time, I have to labor and it takes time. Then how can we be a Master Almighty Authority? So am I experienced in every subject, every point of knowledge, in the power of remembrance? Do I have the experience of being lost in the experience of my Baba, sweet Baba? In one second, as soon as I remember Baba, am I able to use the dharna? Remember the dharna. The lotus flower refers to dharna. Am I able to use the dharna that is necessary at a particular time? If you think of something after the task is completed, that cannot be called an image. Who is an authority of experience? If the master has all powers, then is every power, every virtue under my order? Check. Do I always remain on the throne or the seat of the authority of experience? Let me check myself. Am I seated on the throne of my, or my seat of authority of experience? To remain set on the seat of experience means, very beautiful point, that as soon as I have a thought, it happens. And you don't need to make effort. Even in Laukik world, there's something called synchronicity. Enlightened souls, they have a high degree of synchronicity. As soon as we have the thought, manifest. Like Dadi Prakashmani, one example I am giving from her life, she at one point in time in the history of the Yajna said, I want you to go and do a program where more than 100,000 people will be present. So in the beginning, it created a upheaval in the mind of VKs at that time. The next minute they thought, no. If Dadi is saying that, it should happen. And they harnessed their efforts and lo, they saw a miracle. So if we are to emulate our ancestors, we should also experiment. So if I remain set on the seat of experience, as soon as I have a thought, it happens, and I don't need to make effort. I don't need to take time over it. By following Srimad, every Srimad, my life will easily and naturally become complete. Because I was told earlier that when I have a true and clean heart, Bab Dada himself becomes present in front of such loving souls who are merged in love. Let me check. Am I still merged in love? When Baba, you are present when I am present to follow your Shrimat. You say, Baba, I the Lord am always present. When I say, yes, my Lord, then the Lord is always present. It is to be noted again, easy remembrance is a natural quality of Brahmin life. So let me check, where have I come in my pilgrimage or in my journey? All of those who have come here for the first time, and those who have belonged to the Father for a long time, has every power, every virtue become my natural nature? Each one has one or another form of nature in a natural way. Sometimes some of your children do something that is not worthy of a Brahmin life. And what do you say? That wasn't my intention, but that is my nature. Just as weak nature has become natural, in the same way, every power is the natural nature of a Brahmin soul. Every power is the natural nature of a Brahmin soul. The weak nature that is created is a sign of body consciousness. So together with being a knowledgeable soul, love for the Father in my heart makes everything easy. Love helps me in Brahmin life. Love doesn't make remembrance difficult, but love makes it difficult to forget. It is difficult to forget someone I love. It becomes my nature to remember that one. At present, in what form does Babdada wish to see each of us children? The speed of time is showing the gains of suddenly. This is why Babdada wants to see every child as being equal to the Father. The Father's image should be visible on the face of every child. The Father's image should be visible on the face of every child. In the eyes of me, the child, there should be the intoxication of spirituality. On my face, there should be the smile of all attainments. In my every activity, there should be the intoxication of faith. All of you have come here having faith in the intellect. Do you have faith in the intellect? Congratulations for having raised your hand. What is the sign that is remembered of one who has faith in the intellect? What do you see that is connected with faith in the intellect? Victorious. The sign of one with faith in the intellect is victorious. So what is the sign of those who constantly have faith in the intellect? Constantly victorious. Not sometimes. Now, according to time, the practical proof of faith in the intellect is constantly victorious soul. There shouldn't now be the word try, I want, I am trying, it should happen. But instead, practical proof should be visible on my face. Babdada has seen all the children are effort making, but every now and then. So let us note this point properly, because next will follow in my karmic story, because it's related to my karmic stories, the next exercise. Bab Dada has seen that all the children are effort makers, but every now and then, what happens? Carelessness makes my effort slack instead of making it intense. Then I tell Baba very sweet things. Ask myself, what do I say to Baba? It will happen. It has to happen. I will reach there on time. This is carelessness. In that case, how can you fulfill the promise, Baba? I'm with you. We return with you. I will return home, hand in hand with you, and return with home, and return home with him without becoming equal. Bab Dada is especially pleased about one thing. What is that? All the children who are moving along, flying, have very good marks in having love for both fathers, becoming complete and perfect. The speed. Okay, thank you for telling me. All the children who are moving along and flying have received good marks in having love for both fathers. That's very good. But becoming complete and perfect is a different matter. Let us relate to the symbol, complete and perfect. So let's retain it for our homework. If I want by tomorrow evening, you know, to reach somewhere in my journey, destination, complete and perfect, what is it that I need to do to make myself complete and perfect in the light of today's Murli, right now what we are reading? You have claimed good marks for love. You have claimed marks in becoming equal. The father's words should be the words of you children. Father's words should be my word. Father's action should be my action. In becoming equal, simply put one expression into practical form easily. It is easy to say. It is easy to say it. That one expression is, Baba is Karavanhar, one who has who inspires others to do. This word, Karavanhar, makes it easy to become soul conscious. To put back to our homework, yesterday I was having chat with Celia and I was asking her the question, when we are busy in service doing this and that and that and that, what is the level of our concentration? So we will be also busy up to tomorrow. So whatever we are doing, let's bring home the points that we are catching today, right now. It's not the first time we're listening to this point. So like Baba said, let us our effort not be slack but intense. To be really grounded in my original awareness of being a soul, let us play on this word, Karavanhar. Bab Dada is Karavanhar, one who inspires others to do. This one word, Karavanhar, makes it easy to become soul conscious. I, the soul, am Karavanhar for these physical organs at every step, in every action. Check. Am I the soul seated on my seat and listening through my ears? I, the soul, am Karavanhar for these physical organs, and at every step, every action, the Father is Karavanhar and I am instrument. Manmanabhava is constantly connected to the higher frequency, highest frequency. If I am taking the supreme energy from the Supreme One, how should it manifest in my body? Language, how should it manifest in my inner world in terms of my thinking and my state of mind, my stage. An obstacle arises out of just two words. I and mine comes into the way. With this word Karavanhar, I and mine finish. I am an instrument. The one who has made me an instrument is making me do it. So the consciousness of I finishes. So, did I hear what Babdada wants? Let's take a wee bit of silence and check. Did I hear what Babdada wants from me? One is the love of a true and clean heart. The innocent Lord Father is easily pleased, very easily pleased with someone with a true heart. When the innocent Lord is pleased, then Dharamraj, the advisor in between, cannot even raise his eyes. You will then say bye-bye to Dharamraj and just pass through. He will say namaste and bow down to you children who are equal to him. You are loved by such a father. Just simply check. Is there any leakage in my love? Love of a true and clean heart? Now the leakage of body consciousness, of my body consciousness or someone else should finish. Become an image that is experienced. For the first timers, Baba said, he is pleased that the board of late has been put up, but the board of too late has not been put up. But we can still go ahead with intense effort making. And what is it that he says to them and to us all equally? If I use every second of the confluence age in a worthwhile way, then success is my birthright. But, attention please, not even a second should be wasted. So during these 2 days, let us play with it. Focus, again and again. Attention. Not even a second should be wasted. So one of the homework that we'll take next is what are the time wasters? So I think I will stop here. That is but a sample of a small piece of a murli. We'll work on that small piece. So within these 15 to 20 minutes, we'll do a little piece of homework. We will be asking you to process the points you have listened up to now and take out your notebook, also the white sheet of paper. In your notebook, you'll find there's a page where there's a heart design. And take out the white, big white sheet as well. Did you find the heart shape? What is written on it? Forgiveness inside the heart. Yes? And there is also clearing your past. Yes? So right here, right now, I think to be reasonable, logical, in this short span of time, it won't be easy to go over our whole past. Because this retreat usually requires. Pardon? The paper you are looking for, white paper, is at the back of the pa. This is what I heard. White pages in the back, whereas in the heart, because some of you may not be having inside, it may be because when we reprinted the notebook, there might be any place. But just in your notebook you'll find there's a page where there's heart design. Right? So this is just for your reference. If you feel that you are really very clear about yourself, clean and clear heart, this is an unlimited piece of work. I'm not asking you to do the unlimited big piece of work, but let's start with little things. If at this moment in time you can remember of something that is lying very heavily on your heart, is there any person or persons in your network of relationships? Check, do I get your attention? Check right here, right now. That's the chance, diamond chance that we are having, because we are having the synergy of so many minds at work, so many hearts at work. We have had the blessings of our seniors for the inauguration. We have the presence of Bab Dada. We have the presence of ancestor souls. We have the presence of all of us. We are unique beings. In our own authentic power, we are energy, vibrant energy. We have determination. And we are determined to put a point to our past. So anything in your past, right here, right now, that is heavily in your heart, maybe one person or different persons in your heart that have betrayed you, hurt you, harmed you somewhere. Don't write it on that heart, eh? But put it on that rough piece of paper. Rough piece of paper, draw a design of the heart. Write the name of that person or persons. Remember good wishes. No grudge, no ill feeling, but the balm and the medicine of good wishes. And an instrument of Baba, who is here to create a better world, to create heaven. What is the feeling that I invest in my heart and give to that soul? Write the name of that soul. Okay? That's one exercise. I'll give you a few seconds to do it, because something heavy is still there. It's very visible in our hearts. Write it on the big piece of paper. Then refer to the Murli. Let's have some silence and you write down. We give you some room, some space to think, to remember who is it that is causing you some concern, some worry, some blockage, some barrier. Take your time and write with love, write the name. We beautifully write the name as if you are about to write a beautiful poem or a song about the qualities of the soul. To help us forgive, remember some virtue about the soul, be honest. Baba said each and every soul is a special soul, even the last bead of the rosary is a special bead. So remember the soul with that beautiful, beautiful quality that is embellishing that soul. Next, next exercise for those who are still with this past, it's okay, you can still carry on, but some broader outline. At this point in time in our life, the point we have reached from the beginning of my Lokic birth, even in my spiritual birth, throughout this past that I remember, especially in this journey that I am having as a Brahmin, looking through the mirror of knowledge, remember the exercise of the magnifying glass, note down any defect in this big piece of paper, note down any defect, shortcoming, weakness, negativity, go down to the minutest ill feeling or discomfort area that I'm having in my life. Anger, irritation, dissatisfaction, discontentment. Remember, Sister Santosh gave an outline for that. Whether it is in my personal life, am I happy with my effort? What about the center vasis that I am with? Is there anything that rattles my mind? Something in them, in their behavior? What about the members of my Lokic family, my friends, my colleagues? Let me go into the network of my relationships to be able to define my own personal defect, how I feel about things. Anything that I might feel in my relationships, because we say life is a series of relationships. What is it in my role that I am playing? Am I happy with my role? Am I giving justice to myself as a soul? Do I feel I am using my real potential? What about the situations? Am I happy with drama in the situation? Is there anything in my life in drama right now, whatever drama is giving me, that is ruffling my mind, that I'm not happy about? Remember, Sister Sujata also said, detox. So along with physical detox, it detoxes the soul, write down everything. And you continue this exercise. We will have some moments of silence. Continue with this exercise. I'll just check with the organizing team, is the fruit ready? So we will have some music, silence. Go with Baba. Baba is the light, no? In the light, Babdada's light, in the light of the mirror of knowledge, in the light of my conscience, in the light of my heart. Let me check in its minutest detail, because nowadays, you know, electronic gadgets, even if a dust goes in an electronic gadget, sometimes that gadget is inoperational. So as we move towards perfection and refinement, even tiny, tiny invisible things inside us can block our way to progression. So let us take this exercise like a magnifying glass. really to check inside ourselves. And if we are all doing it together, it is creating a synergy. It's creating a mighty wave of power, which will help us to empty ourselves. So let us in silence write down slowly, lovingly, what is it in that big piece of paper. Put your big heart in it, and in your big heart, which might be heavy somewhere, all the points that make it heavy, write down as many as you can. Don't worry, just spontaneously write everything. It's like emptying our heart. So in silence, listen to the music. At the same time, let us have Baba guiding my hand. The Supreme Energy Light, by the light, connected to the Supreme Light. With a true, honest heart, I write. Write in any direction. In any handwriting you wish. Anything that is bothering me.
Traits, going still deeper.
facing in the form of the negative feelings that I have, in spite of having all the knowledge. So light heart dancing, you'll be moving now to the fruit break. So during the fruit break, you continue with this exercise, and after that we will go to, we'll show you something wonderful. You will find in the timetable, there's something called clearing and burning. Okay? So we will move back to the room here. And we... Pardon? No, the timetable is fixed outside. Okay? So, but I'm just telling you, in the next, in your timetable is clearing and burning. So can we have about, say 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes at the most. So when you are going for the food break, remember we practice this soul consciousness actively, consciously, deliberately. And when we look at each other, let us make some gesture to show that we are soul conscious. Invent, each one invent. You can apply a dot on the forehead of your friend, or just emit rays of some quality that you are expressing, or just listen, whatever virtue or power you want to play with, make it real, make it live, instead of just, you know, going for fruit, we break into body consciousness and do the routine thing. Let's try to bring novelty, okay? So all the kings and queens are moving around. Let's go to the fruit break.